you are conducting the military compensation survey. We've linked it up already at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Where'd you come up with the, what was the driver behind wanting to do this survey?
Well, you know, as everyone is aware, and as Secretary Panetta highlighted yesterday, the growth in military personnel costs is a significant factor in the defense budget. So when we're looking at the prospect of a flat or declining defense budget over the coming decade, personnel costs are going to be a major issue. And so, you know, the Pentagon is already starting to move to make changes in the compensation system. And basically our point here is before we start tinkering with things, before we start making changes, we need to understand first how service members actually view different parts of their compensation package. And so that's the idea of the survey here, as we're going out to members of the military, and we're letting them take the survey and have their voice heard so that they can tell us, you know, how do they value different things like the retirement system, like health care, like commissaries, basic pay, bonuses, all these different forms of compensation. How do they all, you know, rack and stack next to each other in the minds of service members, and even more importantly, by age, by rank, by all the different groupings, so we can understand if you're going to make changes, you need to know what are the red lines you don't want to cross, and what are the changes you could make that might actually add value to service members so that they actually prefer the benefits even more than what they're getting now.
Are you concerned that DOD didn't do this before they got to where we are today?
I'm not just concerned. I'm almost 99.9% sure they didn't do this. It's a big undertaking. And, you know, I don't claim that our survey is going to be the definitive word on this. Really, we're doing this as kind of a test case to show them what they should be doing and make a recommendation for really a methodology about how they go about this in the future. You know, the way benefits have been added and expanded over the past decade has been somewhat in a haphazard manner. And this is not just the fault of DOD. It's Congress as well. You know, when money was flowing freely, they added things freely without a lot of understanding of where they were getting the best value for every additional dollar of compensation they added. The risk now is in a down budget environment. They could start cutting things haphazardly as well. It could have a serious impact on things like recruiting and retention. So, you know, our whole point here is we're going to try to go out there and collect data and, you know, use an evidence-based approach to say, hey, you know, what are the things that you really don't want to touch that are really important to service members, and what are the areas where you're getting really good value and maybe you ought to actually increase some forms of compensation.
All right, so if somebody goes to our website, clicks through our link, or they go right to csbaonline.org and they click through the survey there, when they start answering the questions, what kinds of questions do you have them responding to?
Yeah, so the survey is divided up into three stages. The first stage, you go through different types of benefits, and we ask you to do kind of a ranking of different options to change those benefits. So there's 10 different types of changes we're asking people to look at. This is the longest part of the survey. On average, it takes people about 6 minutes or so to get through this part of it. Then the second part of the survey says, okay, compare all of those different types of benefits to one another and which ones are the most important to you. And so that's just one page, and you go through all of this with little slider bars you can move around on your screen. The third stage of the survey, I think is the most interesting. It then comes back to you and gives you pairwise comparisons. So it'll say, for example, would you prefer a 5% increase in basic pay and the potential of a 10% performance-based bonus, or would you prefer a 10% increase in basic pay and no performance-based bonus? And you've got a little slider there, and you can show, you know, how much you prefer one over the other. And it'll cycle through several different options like that. And some of them, it'll really make you think, you know, you're having to trade things like better retirement pay versus better upfront compensation, or better, in-kind services like daycare centers on the base, or commissaries, or things like that. Versus things like health care, and what you're paying for health care options. It goes through a lot of different things like that. At the very end, we ask for some basic kind of demographic data about people, you know, gender, rank, you know, things like that. And that's about it. The total survey, it'll take you about 10 minutes to get through it. And I think it's both enlightening, educational, and of course it's going to help us do our job and get the word out there of what, you know, service members are really saying.
Before I let you go, Todd, let me detour to the budget announcement yesterday that Secretary Panetta, General Dempsey made. For years and years and years in politics, Social Security was the third rail. In military pay and benefits, it was TRICARE is the third rail. Were you surprised that TRICARE and TRICARE for Life were mentioned as explicitly as they were yesterday?
Not surprised at all. These are actually proposals that have been floated in the past. The idea of raising the TRICARE fee for working-age military retirees, this goes back into the Bush administration. I believe it was a 2007 budget. They proposed something that sounds very similar to what we're going to get in this budget, and that would substantially raise the fees that military retirees pay for the regular TRICARE prime coverage. In some cases, it would almost double the monthly fee. The TRICARE for Life proposal is to basically institute an annual fee for that. TRICARE for Life, of course, is what military retirees over the age of 65 can go on once they become Medicare eligible. Right now, there's no fee for that program. Of course, you have to pay the regular Medicare fees, but there's no fee for the extra TRICARE for Life coverage. The proposal that's coming out now, it actually sounds a lot like what the president proposed back in September to the supercommittee, was instituting a $200 a year fee for people on TRICARE for Life. It really isn't a surprise that these things are coming up again. The other big thing was they proposed forming a BRAC-like commission to tackle the issue of the military retirement system. I actually think the commission is a good idea. I would go a step further. I think you need, you know, a more comprehensive view here and look at the entire compensation system and open that up and say, hey, are there areas in here where we can modernize this system so that DOD is more competitive, more attractive, compared to what other options are out there in the private sector for troops nowadays?
I wish I could collect some kind of royalty on the term BRAC-like commission, as much as that gets thrown around. Back to the military compensation survey, Todd. How long is it open? How long are you taking responses? And when do you think you'll have some results to share?
Yeah, we opened it up this Monday. We're having a pretty good response rate so far. We're probably going to keep it open for at least another couple of weeks or so. Once we have some initial responses, after that point, I'd be happy to come back on and tell you what we're seeing. Of course, it's going to result in a full-length report that I'm going to write where I'm going to show all the data. Make that available to everyone, and we're going to go around town and brief the results to people both in the department and on the Hill.